Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of Filene's Big Bright Minds located in Irvine, California. And we have quite an episode for you. We have Andy Stoll from the Kauffman Foundation. Andy, right there on the left, I apologize. I'm putting Andy and Kauffman together, and I think of the former comedian back in the day. So I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened.
I'd rather be a standard comic, but I'm not.
But anyway, and then right next to Andy is Robin Brulé from Filene. Robin, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome. So I want to open up with the question that I'm asking everybody. How is it being back in person? Because this might be a first in-person conference for a lot of people in like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So Robin, I'll start with you. How's it being back with all these folks?
I really love it. I'm glad people came out. There's a lot of learning and energy and innovation going on, and it's beautiful, and finding ways to engage with people and different, having those relationships besides the Zoom calls that we've been using.
Yeah. That we've all, the marathon Zoom calls that we're doing right now, actually. So, and Andy, I mean, I'm sure you've probably been out and about and stuff, but is this your first time back speaking in person, or how's that going?
Yeah, I've been out a couple times now, but it's nice to be with human beings again. There's a level of energy that's pretty awesome. And then I don't have to keep checking to make sure I'm unmuted. I can just
exactly. That was the big terminology. What, for 2020, you're on mute. So we don't have to worry about that too much anymore. But hey, let's get to your keynote, Andy, that you just finished with. It's entitled Cooperative Growth, Placemaking, and Entrepreneurial Ecosystem. So can you give us a quick summary of what you talked about, and then maybe we'll dive into some takeaways?
I'll talk a little bit about what I talked about. And I love Robin to put it in the context of credit unions, but
sure.
Entrepreneurship is incredibly important to the American economy. At the Kauffman Foundation, we spent 30 years researching that to show that entrepreneurship benefits not just individuals who start companies, but also the communities in which they live. And it contributes to many positive impacts on all sorts of fronts in our communities. But entrepreneurship in the United States has actually been stagnated for about 20 years. And
really,
not to say people aren't working on supporting entrepreneurs,
yeah,
but it's saying that the methodology might not be as effective as we had hoped it was. And we spent 20 or 30 years thinking about how to directly support entrepreneurs, how to get them more money, more capital, more mentors. But what I introduced is this notion of entrepreneurial ecosystems, or the system of support.
So okay.
It's really a thinking role. It's like, how do you pick up your head and look at the whole system in my community? How does the incubator and the accelerator and the credit union work together in concert with each other to support entrepreneurs? And then how do we do that in equitable, inclusive ways? And we think we can observe that it's a new emerging approach in economic and community development. It's a different way to think about how we do the work, but it's incredibly important to the vibrancy and the inclusivity and equity in local economies. Robin, I'll let you put it in the context of credit unions.
Sure. I mean, as credit unions are doubling down on their value proposition, looking at how to close racial wealth gaps, really supporting locally because we are locally based, and really trying to create that differentiation factor in their communities. Getting involved in the entrepreneurial ecosystem is really important. It's beyond capital. So we all know financing matters.
Yeah.
And alternative financing matters. So that is one way, and I really highly recommend it. But what do entrepreneurs say they need? If you went out and talked to the entrepreneurs and you said, what's present in this environment? What's missing? What else do we need to help you? Thinking about entrepreneurs being successful economically, especially at a local level, is good for our economy.
Oh, yeah.
Good for our community, and it's good for credit unions. So how do we make this a value proposition, and how do we engage differently than just beyond financing or loans? How do we support makerspaces? How do we become an on-ramp for entrepreneurs looking to connect with other organizations? How do we utilize our resources to strengthen what's needed in the environment? And how do we get involved with the community in a way that we're listening to them, not what we think we know or don't know, but what entrepreneurs say they need?
Yeah. And as you're talking, Robin, I'm thinking about small business loans from credit unions, and many of these small businesses are entrepreneurial startups. And that's an important part, as you guys have already alluded to, an important part of our economy. So credit unions can really step in and help out these small businesses. Again, many of them being entrepreneurial startups. So that's the big connection right there. And that's a big topic in our industry right now, right, Robin? Because I mean, we're all hearing about this right now. So this is a great connection that you guys have come upon.
Yeah, alternative lending is really a key component of this. And I would say take it one step further to say what's already present in the environment and where there's still gaps. And thinking about it differently, whether it's character-based lending, relationship-based lending, partner lending with entrepreneurial support organizations, creating different interest rates and terms, and really understanding what that entrepreneur needs and who's not getting access to capital in your community and why.
Go ahead, Andy.
We're talking about innovation here. And so one of the things, I didn't actually have time to get to this statistic, but I think it's very interesting, is that we put together, did a study of entrepreneur funding across the United States and found that just a small percentage of entrepreneurs get equity-based financing, often called venture capital, angel investing, mm-hmm. a couple percentage points. About 16, 17% get what you would consider traditional debt type loans that maybe a credit union or a bank would make. So that means that just about 18% of entrepreneurs get traditional debt or equity financing. That leaves a huge swath of entrepreneurs who basically use their own money, their credit cards, maybe something borrowed from friends and family.
Yeah.
Obviously, in communities of color, rural communities, folks that don't have wealth, that's a difficult thing. But there's such an amazing opportunity for innovation in the capital access space to serve those 80-some percent of entrepreneurs who don't get traditional sort of equity or debt-based loans. And I know that Filene has been working on some unique and innovative approaches to lending money.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of folks doing revenue-based lending where you pay back based on the amount of revenue or even profit sharing. And then some really interesting models around what I would call employee ownership, where investors can invest and then sell their shares back to the employees to get their return.
Yeah.
And employees become entrepreneurs by owning the company.
Right.
A lot of innovation there.
Yeah.
I think the big point to really think about that I tried to make in my keynote is that the world is really shifting in the way our local economies work, and that the attraction and retention-based economic and community development strategies, how do we get big companies to move here, doesn't work for most places. Entrepreneurship is really available everywhere because of the tools and technology and the internet, like the Zoom we're on. Entrepreneurs can build all types of businesses regardless of where they are in the world.
It's such a backbone of our economy in the United States, as you well know. And to have these alternative lending opportunities coming from credit unions just creates a more healthy ecosystem in this area. So I think that's what you guys are getting at. And having talked about that, Andy, can you just provide us with maybe one or two takeaways that you wanted the audience to leave with? Because again, this is a great opportunity, as Robin pointed out, for credit unions to really step in and help out these folks. Because again, this is the backbone of our economy. So any takeaways that you want credit unions to leave with from your talk?
I mean, I think the biggest takeaway is to recognize that credit unions have a role to play in the local entrepreneurial ecosystem. Now that, what works in Boise doesn't necessarily work in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
But coming together as peers through a network like this to see how folks are supporting entrepreneurs, both directly supporting entrepreneurs, perhaps with alternative capital or maybe even mentoring programs, thinking how they're supporting the system and the folks in their community that are working to build that entrepreneur ecosystem. And then the second key point is that in order to have a thriving economy, a country, and really a world, we have to talk about equity. We have to make sure we build systems and rework the current systems that leave a bunch of people out of the conversation around entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
But if we create systems that are more inclusive, we are going to be able to create a more thriving economy, and especially in places that have been hard hit by inequity, by the pandemic, by climate change. And we all have to work together. Not one institution, not one organization build an entrepreneurial ecosystem. We have to work together. And that's really the key message that I wanted to drive on today.
And great ideas come from everywhere. You know, it's not a demographic thing. It's not a financial thing. It's a creativity thing. And when you can help somebody no matter their place in life, you know, man, oh, it's very inspiring to see some of that stuff. And before I let you guys go, Robin, can you share with us what Filene is doing and what advice would you guys have for credit unions to really jumpstart or get jumpstarted in this area?
Well, definitely look at what kind of access to capital is present in the environment, and then where are their gaps and how can that credit union be innovative in providing solutions. But also, as Andy said, look at the larger system. What's missing? Talk to entrepreneurs themselves. What do you need? What's working for you? What's not? And then think about your resources differently. It's not just about sponsorships, and it's not just about creating alternative loan programs, although those are really good important. Start.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know, where can you maybe strengthen the incubators and accelerators that are present in your community where entrepreneurs say, yeah, we have this great incubator, but this piece is missing.
Right.
And how can you help spur that? So investments, buying locally from the small mom and pop shops, advertising, lifting up the local communities and the local entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. because they don't have the advertising dollars that maybe the credit union has.
Got that right.
Yeah. So there's all kinds of ways to get involved. And the number one way is to listen first and listen to the entrepreneurs themselves to say, here's where there's a lot of assets. Here's where we have gaps that we need help solving.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that struck me in preparing for my talk today is we have a phrase we use at the office. We say entrepreneurship is a community sport. What I realize is for folks leading credit unions, community is literally your middle name.
Oh, yeah.
Being able to focus and develop that, the sort of assets and resources in the community to sort of link and leverage those assets, not just with the credit union assets, but the assets everywhere to support yeah. entrepreneurs is an incredibly powerful way to move communities forward.
Yeah. And talk about a value add and adding value to a community. That's the perfect way to do it. So great stuff, guys. Anything else to add, Andy, any final thoughts here on this? I mean, we could talk about this all day. Obviously I know you could, any final thoughts here?
I'm just excited to be here and have the opportunity to share. And I have seen a number of really innovative and creative folks in credit unions across the country working to help support entrepreneurs, especially those entrepreneurs of color, women, rural communities, immigrants. Those are often left out of the conversation. And I'm excited to work more with Filene to see what everyone else is doing and help to develop this practice within credit unions.
Indeed. Yeah, it's a great opportunity for sure. Robin, last word.
Last word is that don't just leave this to your CDFI credit unions. CDFI credit unions are vitally important, but even in your local environments, CDFI credit unions may be focused on something else. And so alternative lending to entrepreneurs, small business owners is something that credit unions need to really understand what's present in their environment and what's missing. The CDFI may not be doing it, or if they are, maybe mm-hmm. it's a segmented population.
Good point.
So we all can get involved with this.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no doubt. This is everybody. This is an everybody thing for sure. All right. Okay, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it. I know you're busy. So thank you so much for your time today. This is great stuff. Great stuff. And this is an issue that really needs to percolate further to the top. I think this is so, so important for everybody out there. So good stuff, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.